Good afternoon, everybody. Today's topic is the topic that came to mind because I was at a chasna last week and a fellow came over to me and told me he's been racked with guilt for a number of years already, for a number of decades actually. He said that his son was born shortly after his father had died, and his father had died at a very young age, and he was very emotional. He didn't ask a shaylin, he just named his son after his father. And then over the years, he started to think about how one is not supposed to name a child after someone who died young, and maybe he did wrong by his son by naming a son directly after his father who had died at a young age. So coming thinking about the topic, and then we've been discussing issues relating to naming children in general, so maybe this will be the last in our series of issues relating to naming children in general. Is there such an issue that you're not allowed to name after somebody who died young? If so, how young is young? What are the circumstances? Is there any way to mitigate that issue? So the source of this is Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in Sefer Chassidim Simin Shin Samach Gimel Shin Samach Dalet, where he suggests that a person refrains from naming a child after a person who died young because it's feared that it may have been the name that caused the untimely death of that person. Interestingly, the Marshal in Yamshel Shlomo, the fourth parak of Maseches Gittin, Os Lamed Aleph, writes that people don't name their children Yeshayahu with a Vav after the Navi because the Navi Yeshayahu was killed at a young age. So that's Rea Mazle. He had bad mazel. Instead, people call their children Yeshaya without the concluding Vav. And that minor change mitigates any problem of naming for somebody who had an unfortunate end like Yeshaya and Navi did. It's interesting, the Beis Shmuel explains in Hilchas Gittin, Shemos Anoshim, Os Yud, that people named Yeshaya are actually named after a different Yeshaya, not the Navi Yeshayahu, but if you look in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, there's another Yeshaya who is mentioned, and he was not killed. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Dalet of Ne'ezer Simon Chavches, where the Chasam Sofer explains that people who name their children Akiva tend to spell it with a hey at the end instead of with an aleph that appears in the name Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnayos, because Rabbi Akiva also died an unfortunate death, so the change of the name from the hey to the aleph mitigates or neutralizes any negative effect that name may have. Now this is a big discussion in Halacha. When you spell the name Akiva, should it in fact be spelled with a hay at the end, or should it in fact be spelled with an aleph at the end? But that's what the Chasam Sofer argues, that when you write the name Akiva in the get, you should spell it with a hay at the end, dafka, to show that you're not naming after Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva died such a terribly tragic death. You look in Bracha, Samach Aleph and Beis, Navod Zari, Yud Chesam and Aleph, and you see the story of Rabbi Akiva's death, how the Romans prohibited the study and the teaching of Torah, and Rabbi Akiva was makil kihilos barabim. He totally ignored the decree, and he was caught teaching Torah in massive public gatherings. And the Gemara outlines the barbaric way in which he was publicly executed and his heroic last words. You look in the Yerushalmi in the ninth parak of Brachos. There's more details to the story. So even though Rabbi Akiva's death occurred in the most noble and righteous fashion, and it serves as the model of dedication to Torah for all future generations, the method with which he died was most tragic. The fact that Rabbi Akiva was murdered, that Rabbi Akiva was martyred, was so terrible and was so tragic. So you don't want to, that would be enough to call it Rea Mazal. What emerges from this, from all of this, is that, you know, it's interesting, the Sefer, when we talk about the name Akiva, the Sefer Or Zeruah received its title, Or Zeruah, based on the author's dream. He had a dream where he asked how to spell the name Akiva, whether it should be with a hay or with an aleph, and he saw the pasuk, Or Zeruah LaTzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, and it occurred to him that the last letters of each word, starting with the word Zeruah, is Ayin Kuf Yud Beis Hey, Zeruah LaTzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, and that he took as a message or as a response that the proper spelling of Akiva is with a hay at the end. So he named the Sefer Or Zeruah because of that miraculous occurrence that he was able to have such a dream where he received such an answer, Min HaShemayim. But again, that's a more complicated topic. But still, you see that the Chasam Sofer holds that we dafka change the spelling because you don't want to name after someone who's Rea Mazaleh. So that's what emerges from all this. So we're careful to avoid calling a child by the name of somebody who met an untimely death. Now, the Ramah does not address this issue directly, but based on what he says in Ibn Ezra, Sim Kuf Chavtes, Sif Chavav, one can ascertain, perhaps, that the Ramah disagrees with this Mahalik. Because the Ramah writes that if you want to write the name Gedalia in a get, Gedalia, it should be Gedaliahu, because certainly the person is named after Gedaliahu ben Achikam, because that's probably, it's a biblical name, that the person is being named after Gidalyahu, and if the person is being named after Gidalyahu, you should spell it with a Vav, you should spell it Gidalyahu. That's what the Rama writes. So the Rama seems to be assuming that even though Gedaliah ben Achikam was murdered as well, we even have a fast day for it, even though Gedaliah ben Achikam was murdered as well, nevertheless, we do name after him. You know, one could make the point that it's even stronger, that Gedaliah ben Achikam was murdered under very negative circumstances, meaning he was in terms of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara and being Choshesh, so he didn't do the right thing, he didn't behave 100% properly, and that led to his own murder. Yet when it came to Rabbi Akiva, for example, he did nothing wrong at all. Adrab, it was pure heroism. So you see, clearly the Rama seems to be saying that even this is okay, even by Gedaliah, since ultimately he was a tzaddik, you're allowed to name after Gedaliahu ben Achikam. Now, maybe the point of contention between the Rama on the one hand, the Marshal and the Chassam Sofer on the other hand, is whether we should avoid naming for somebody whose death, while untimely, was at least Al Kiddush Hashem. In the view of the Rama, you don't need to refrain from naming someone after someone who died a noble death, regardless of the tragic circumstances surrounding the death. So a contemporary practical application of that would be whether you could name someone, you can name a child for somebody who was murdered in the Holocaust. But the person died a noble death, Al Kiddush Hashem, they were killed for being a Jew, but on the other hand, it was a very terrible and tragic death. However, one could make the suggestion, I think I saw once that Yaakov Kamenetsky made the suggestion, that even the Marshal and the Chassam Sofer, who discouraged naming after people who died young, even if it was Al Kiddush Hashem, would agree that you can and should name after somebody who died during the Holocaust, because the Holocaust was not something that was Rea Mazale. Why is it that we don't name after somebody who died young? Because we assume that that person had bad mazel. The Holocaust was no single person's mazel. It was all of Klal Yisrael. It's clearly something that happened to the entire Jewish nation. And therefore, since it was against world Judaism, you're not going to say that that's called bad mazel for that individual. And that's what I think the practice was, to yes name after people who were killed in the Holocaust. Now, how young is considered too young to name for? So there are two basic approaches taken by the poskim in dealing with the exact age that's considered too young to name for. Some poskim give a particular age, and other poskim say it's a more complicated situation. You can't give a precise exact age. So those who give a particular cutoff point, the Minchas Elozer in a tshuva, in Chelek Dalid, Simon Chav Zayin, puts a cutoff point at the age of 50. You want a name for somebody who died before the age of 50, a name should be added to that person's name to make it more cheerful. You add a Rafael Chaim or something like that to make it more Simcha, something like that. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky also thought that there was a particular age that was a cutoff. He's quoted in the Kuntros Ziv Hashemos Perek Tezvav Os Aleph, where Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said before the age of 60, one is considered to have died an early death and should not be named for directly. In fact, my brother suggested that what's the machlokas? They're just pulling numbers out of thin air, 50, 60. Where did they get these numbers from? So he suggested maybe it depends on whether the number is based on the age for Misa Bidei Shemayim versus is the age for Kares, because Tosos and Yevamos and Daf Beis Amud Aleph writes that the death that the age for Misa Bidei Shemayim is 50, whereas Kares, we know the age is 60 and not 50. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. Now the other school of thought is that of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Nigros Moshe Yaradei Chelik Beis and Kufchav Beis does not give an exact number as a cutoff point. Instead, he argues that you have to evaluate qualitatively whether the person had a particularly difficult or incomplete life, meaning is there a particularly bad mazel. Rav Moshe argues that it's very difficult to quantify what's considered a shortened life, considering we don't know how many years a person was originally supposed to live. So if someone dies at a particular age that we think is very young, but he lived a normal life and had parnasa and had children and had simcha in his life, so and he died of illness, so we're going to say that was a bad life and that's a bad mazel and not to name after such a person. Now certainly you have someone who's a teenager or a young person that gets killed in a tragic way and didn't have children and didn't have a family, so that's a rea mazali. So then when you name after such a person, you add a more cheerful name. You don't you don't name directly. You have to add something that's more that's a name of bracha to it. But how do you know what's what? So Moshe writes that among the indicators of a life that met an unfortunate end are those who die unnatural deaths and those who die without children. That those are two of the indicators. He says, I'll bring you a raya that even if a person dies young, you can still name after them if they had a normal family and they just died of illness. He said there are many people walking around with the name Shmuel, and many others with the name Shlomo. Shmuel Anavi and Shlomo Melech each died at the age of 52. So how do people name after them? Right? So Medrash HaGadol and Bereishis Gimel Chavav, that they died at the age of 52. And in fact, when there are even some people named Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo died at the age of 54, according to the Navi Malachim base. So you see clearly that those you're allowed to name after such people. People always name their children Shmuel, Shlomo, and Chizkiyo. In fact, this Tshuva of Ramosha came been very handy for me personally. I remember when my uncle Jack passed away. His name was Yisrael Yaakov Leibowitz. He died at the age of 53. Baruch Hashem, he was zoche to children and to grandchildren that he was able to see and to meet and to have a relationship with. And he died at a tragically young age. We didn't want him to die. We wanted him to stick around for many, many more decades. He was only 53 years old. But are you going to say that that's Re'eh Mazaleh? So less than 2 weeks after he died, my son was born. My second son was born. And we didn't know, should we name after him directly or should we change something? So my uncle was 53 years old. I looked up this tshuva in Ramosha, and Ramosha writes in the tshuva, if someone dies at the age of 52, or 54, then that's okay. You can name after them. So I thought, okay, probably 53 is okay as well. And that's why I'm sitting right here, Yisrael Yaakov Leibowitz, named after my Uncle Jack. So that's totally appropriate if, according to Rav Moshe. Again, according to Yaakov, under the age of 60, maybe not so much. I've heard those who distinguish between direct descendants and indirect relatives, like nephew versus grandchild, that maybe there's more room to name directly when it's a direct descendant than when it's not a direct descendant. But be that as it may, it's Rav Moshe's reasoning really resonated with me, that the idea that we don't know how long a person is supposed to live, and if the person had, generally speaking, a productive and successful life, and had those things that we hope to have, even though they died younger than we would have liked them to, that one is allowed to name directly after such a person, which is exactly what I told the fellow at the Chasana, that if his father had a family and had children and died of illness, that I don't think he has to feel guilty for naming his son after his father.